about this team going into the postseason. I was talking to Victoria, and obviously Trinity was the anchor for so many years. Mm-hmm. Kayla was doing her gap year or whatever. But it seems like you guys really evolved as the season went on. What do you kind of like about this team heading in?
This team is very unique from any other team we've had, and I'd say there are no really two teams alike. However, this year, it's been really, I'd say, rejuvenating for the coaches to continue to see such a young group really come in day after day and strive to get better and want to be in a lineup and, you know, are fighting for these spots. So really, upperclassmen, they've done a really good job of showing the underclassmen, you know, what a season, you know, looks like, what those standards look like. And our freshmen, really, they're hungry. They're excited. And with that come a lot of emotions. It's, you know, brand new for them. So to be able to help you know, navigate those emotions and their feelings, along with, you know, the great work that they are putting in the gym. It's been really fun this year.
What did they learn from SECs? I mean, obviously it wasn't what you'd hoped, but you're also finished behind three teams ranked like in the top, what, seven or mm-hmm. something. So it was almost like an NCAA Final Six deal.
Yeah.
What did you learn from the team? What do you think they learned that they can carry forward?
I think there are a lot of really good things that we noticed as a coaching staff, as a team, that our players didn't respond or react to scores. It's something that we always talk about is controlling your controllables. Whether or not you felt like you did a good performance, a lot of times you feel like you did a really good performance and the judges may not have thought so. And at that same moment, it's how you react, how you respond and move forward. Those are going to separate the great teams from the good teams. And really proud at our athletes for just staying the course, staying steady, and, you know, following all the way through. Yes, there were some mistakes. They weren't big mistakes, but you know what? Enough mistakes to, you know, drop us, you know, from the top into a fourth position. But something that I don't always mind, because it makes you a little hungrier. And this team definitely came back and, you know, ready for some more.
Two heartbreaking losses in the final last two years.
Oh.
Right at the wire.
I mean, yeah.
Tough ones. What do you see in this team that maybe gives you optimism that maybe they could get over the top?
I think, you know what, we're really focusing on being present as a team, doing what we can in the gym to get 1% better. That's just something we've consistently talked a lot about all season long. And what they're doing in the gym, just carrying that out to the competition floor, I feel like they've done a really good job with that. Especially our freshmen, they've been really steady and extremely proud of their confidence that they've instilled in themselves and that they're carrying out with their team.
I know you said how, you know, what happened in New Orleans last weekend, maybe it'll take the team a little hungrier.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it also maybe rein in expectations a little bit? Given how the season had gone, especially in February and March with the LSU wins, the Kentucky wins, that really were historic and record-breaking.
Uh-huh.
Do you think what happened in New Orleans can, you know, lower expectations a little bit?
I don't think there's any low expectations on this team for this team. They're going in to be the very best that they can be. We don't know what everybody else is going to do on that competition floor come Friday. We don't know what they're going to do on Sunday. The only thing we know is we're going to put our very best foot forward and, you know what, enjoy the moment and, you know, fight for what it means to be a Gator. And that's what this team continuously relies on, and couldn't be more proud of them for that.
I know, I think it was floor, right? I think floor maybe was a little bit lower than
uh-huh.
it had been.
Mm-hmm.
When something like that happens, is it something that you change in practice? You know, you had obviously had all this long gap.
Mm-hmm.
Something you change in practice, is just something you chalk up to. It's gymnastics, a tough sport. Sometimes it's your day, sometimes it's not your day.
Uh-huh.
What's the key to that?
Well, I think something that's great for especially our floor team, is that we have additional players ready to go. And you know what? Sometimes it's not your day. And, you know, that's when a change could or could not be made. You know what? If it's not a change, then those athletes that remain in, I know, come back in and step up, because nobody especially wants to be taken out of the floor lineup. Everybody loves to perform. Everybody loves to perform that gator chomp. So whether you're in waiting, I know this floor crew is ready for what is to come.
I know before SCCs, the kind of the thing we had talked about was you guys started on the beam.
Uh-huh.
And about it, it was a little bit different. That was your choice.
Uh-huh.
Looking back, was that the right decision?
It was a great decision. You know what? There's no right. There's no wrong. Best, better. It was a decision we made, and it was a decision that we owned. And the team mentioned, we are grateful that we were able to go through that process of starting on beam. And we had a really solid start on beam. So, you know, to be able to take that away with a little bit more confidence leading into postseason, having started on vault bars, now beam, you know, floor is floor, something that, you know, never too concerned about. So, you know, really, really grateful that we took that chance and took advantage of that opportunity.
I know you and the team have like an intention every week. Mm-hmm. You always say it. I was wondering, what is your guys' intention for this week?
That's a great question. And I don't know the answer because today is our first day this week. We will be actually talking about that today. I would typically say in the past, you know, it's usually just to feel good. In the past, you know what? Just something that comes to mind, all for the Gators. Now, not saying that's what it's going to be this week, but just something encompassing everybody, making the most. We only truly have potentially 3 more weeks as a team together. This team will never be the same. We will never, you know, have this opportunity again for everybody that is currently on this team to compete together again after this year. So really to make the most of these moments and to go out and, you know, give it our best.
Anya's evolution, what's that been like, and how important has that been?
Anya's evolution, it's been like all over the map, like for real, all over the map, traveling internationally, finding out and realizing, yep, that's not what I love, is competing internationally. My love and passion is for the Gators. She really has stayed true to herself. She's stayed true to what we knew who Anya, you know, is when she came in. She's extremely hardworking. She's focused. She's serious, she's quirky, she's fun, she's amazing, she makes me laugh, and she always wants to do right by the Gators. Bottom line, she's a great teammate, and will give her best every single day, and it's definitely showed out on the competition floor.
Forgive me for asking to repeat anything,
yeah.
But first I just want to know, how does it feel to be hosting regionals again since the first time since 2017?
It's amazing to be hosting regionals. Really grateful for this opportunity that the Gators get to sleep in our own beds. We get to have normal days here on campus, and to be able to show up and do what we love doing, just like a regular home meet. Really, that's truly how we're approaching this regional competition, controlling our controllables and keeping it like a home meet.
How does it feel to coach someone like Pilgrim, given that she's a WCGA All-American and she made the All-SEC freshman team? How does it feel to coach, to see a freshman like Pilgrim succeeding early in her career?
It always, you know, makes a coach happy, my heart happy. She's a very talented young woman, very coachable young woman, and just a great person and a great leader in general. So when you have all of those attributes together, you know, it really makes our job easier and really enjoyable. So really grateful for her to, I had mentioned before, she is who she is. She doesn't sway. She doesn't, you know, steer away from that. And she owns who she is and how she does it, and extremely proud of her for that.
So what's it like to see Ms. Wong have, as she's getting all her attention right now from her success from the summer till now, mm-hmm. what's that like?
to see Leanne like truly carve a new path for future gymnasts behind her. It's really inspiring. I'm extremely in awe and truly have a lot of respect for what she does and how she does it. It's not easy being a student athlete at a number one, you know, academic university, at a top tiered athletic program. And then on top of that, training for Olympics, having her own, she's CEO of her own company. I mean, there isn't anything that this young woman can't do, and have a lot of respect for what she does.
And last question, you have six freshmen on the team, I believe. What do you mean to go to Nationals?
Wow, six freshmen on the team and really advance forward. I get goosebumps thinking of that and just everything that they've put forth and this team's put forth. Really, it would be a huge feat and something that I know this team can definitely hang our hats on, and I know that the future looks bright for the Florida Gators.
Obviously, four all around, kind of that's what it seems like it's become for this season, which is a pretty fair amount, and we've given deservedly so flowers just now to Anya and to Leanne, but talk about V and Sloan and kind of what they brought to the all-around lineup. We were talking about leading the team high at SEC.
Sure.
Is it involved in Baltimore?
Sure. No, I'd say, you know, V's in her prime. She's actually, knock on wood, I mean, had a year. She's healthy. She's happy. It shows in the gym. It shows out of the gym. When you're enjoying what you're doing, it definitely shows. And V's gymnastics just, you know, continues to put a smile on anybody's face and everybody's face. I'm very hopeful of that and quite confident of that. And just to know, you know, everything that she's put into this sport, it's great to be able to see her reap those benefits and see her have these accolades and rewards.
And then, depending on what happens Thursday at the first meet, you guys will be potentially facing teams that you've already seen this year, Georgia, Missouri, again, potentially Iowa State. Does that mean anything, you know, knowing kind of what events they're stronger at than others? Or because I know you said, you know, ad nauseum, it doesn't matter the teams that you're going against.
No, truly. It matters. It doesn't matter. Really, bottom line, it doesn't matter. It's competition. You have to be on your A game. I would say for this competition, usually it's not your A plus game. It's go and hit and who can hit the best. So the Gators have consistently done that all season long. So not expecting anything less, and, you know, expecting them to just go out there and be them. And I know the Gators are going to have success in that.
Victoria mentioned, or I asked her about Trinity, Kayla, and she said, yeah, a lot of people might have looked at this as a rebuilding year, but you guys have kind of grown as the year went on and one of the top teams again. How gratifying has that been? And has it, I don't want to say exceeded expectations, because I know what coaches say to those kind of questions, but how pleased are you with the way they've responded?
No, for our staff, it's been a very fulfilling year. It's been very fulfilling to see this team go from point A to where we are today. And you know what? I don't like saying we're exceeding or underperforming. You know what? Every year is different. Every person's different. And truly grateful for an opportunity to have been able to, you know, be by this team's side and go from, you know, point A and go through all these journeys, peaks and valleys, and extremely proud of where we are today.
Thank you.
Thank you.